This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Anthony Poulos will join us at 11:20. Martin joins us now, Hollywood Casino Press Box. Here's my question, Martin, on the Robert Kraft situation. If you are categorically denying it, yet you have a pretty good idea there's going to be video, what the heck are you thinking?
Well, R. Kelly just pled not guilty. There's like 18 people accusing him. I think Bill Cosby said not guilty. And Robert Kraft, oh, the irony, there's video.
Yeah.
There's always video with the Patriots, okay? For better or worse, it's always on tape.
That's right. That's going to be awfully embarrassing. Yeah, you don't want to see the video.
Let's just hope the video is the man entering the building, and that's the extent of it.
You hope there's audio as well, what he's ordering, kind of his preference of, oh, I'd love that.
Unbelievable. And how about this, too?
I'll take a number two.
In addition to
being at the NBA All-Star Weekend with medallions as big as Mr. T's, he was at Hollywood Oscar parties last night. Now, you would think after this thing breaks, now, even though he has categorically denied it, that you'd probably want to go a little bit lower profile.
Maybe he doesn't care.
Yeah.
Maybe he's 80 and he's a billionaire and he's like, you know what? What are you going to do? I mean, his wife has passed, right? Is that remarried or is he
talking about Robert Kraft?
One that's 40 years younger.
So he's widowed. Yeah. His girlfriend may not be happy with him, but he may just say, listen, I don't care. I'm almost 80. I'm not skipping the Oscars. I'm not skipping the All-Star game. I'm the Patriots owner. People in Boston will forgive me. I just hope that the video is him walking into the building. That's all. But they have said that there is video. And we're still waiting for the other names to be revealed,
correct? I'm wondering if there's not a bigger name.
There's a lot of famous people there. I've heard one report that Tiger Woods' name is not on it.
Okay.
Because I think that was the first name everybody thought, oh, Jupiter.
He probably called it. Am I on that list?
Yeah. Maybe Schefter, the NFL show that he is just trying to deflect attention away from Kraft.
Yeah. But he didn't say it was a non-football name, did he?
No, he just wants people to guess other names.
ESPN and Brewski really laid it on thick to how much Robert Kraft has done for the community as they were talking about it. They had a mashup of all the shows talking about it, and it was pretty heavy. Oh, yeah, Kraft does this and, you know, donated this X amount of money.
I'll tell you what, too.
And that may all be true.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe you don't need to bring that up just yet.
Yeah. How about this, too? If Irsay got 6 weeks for a DUI, if you're involved with human trafficking and prostitution, he may be booted out. Or they may just have this gradual transition from him to his son, and Robert Kraft will never be in charge again in New England. It wouldn't shock me.
I could see that. I mean, depending on what they find out. The human trafficking is the part that just jumps out.
That's why you can't even joke about it that much.
Correct. There are certain things you can't joke about. And, for example, the other night I was at CBC. It was a trivia night for Josh Seidel, the foundation, and his friends. He had a horrible death 5 years ago, and to the credit of his family and friends, they've turned it into a foundation, and they donate large chunks of money to help kids. A lot of it's computers in the inner city and STEM foundation. But the event itself, so it's a serious cause, but they have a lot of fun. It's a lighthearted group, and Brian McKenna is there. And so during one of the breaks, I'm running the bathroom, I'm talking to McKenna, and I had said a few jokes, some that were a little more off color than others. But Brian said, Marty, how about this one? You say you were looking for R. Kelly, but he's not here. He's at Coriezu's prom.
Oh.
And I said, Brian, I don't think I can do
it. That's tough.
I don't think I can do it. And I said, but how about this? If I do it and they all laugh, I keep it. And if it bombs and they get mad, I say, that was from McKenna.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Washing my hands clean of this joke.
All right. Before things get any worse, let's do 5 for Frank.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's 5 for Frank. Brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution, just 45 miles from St. Louis.
All right, Frank, you are Jake Allen. Game's over in Minnesota. Only give up one regulation goal. Last time out, you had a shutout. But I know that last one's bothering you. How do you feel? What's your honest takeaway after that game in Minnesota?
Well, to be honest with you, I did not want to get that shot smashing my shoulder and breaking my body. So I said,
well, this is Frank answering. This is not Jake Allen. No.
Yeah, I should have had a better angle.
Frank
on
and
it.
I would have ducked.
God,
in overtime.
Can you imagine a goalie just ducking?
Did you see how hard that was shot? I'm not standing in front of that.
Locker, like, yeah. What are you doing? Like, you want to stop that shot?
Yeah, I said to Tom Timmerman last night, you go ahead and stop it.
Yeah.
I've heard from one hockey purist late last night about it. He should have stopped and everything. It was just so brutal.
Was it Danny Padre?
No.
What would be funny is if a goalie said that, we'd all back him up. Like,
right. Yeah. Hey, all right.
Yeah.
Finally, some honesty.
We wouldn't be there.
But don't you think it bothers him a little bit that he only gave up two the whole night, and one of them was at that moment, at that angle. It's got to bother him a little bit. Like, I mean, even though he knows he played well, and he did play well, it just had such a Jake feel to it. Like, he was really good. You do believe in him. But then he gives up a goal that you're saying, oh, why'd you give up that one? All right, number two, you find it a little sad, true or false, that Harper and the Nats haven't even talked in months. Thomas Boswell wrote a huge piece saying it's the most unsatisfying free agent windfall ever, where it feels just sort of a money grab that's sort of hollow, whereas the Nats, I guess, really were interested early on and did put a lot of money on the table, but they haven't talked in months. Any part of you think that's sad, that thing is going towards a divorce?
Oh, I could care less. Yeah. I mean, I'm happy he's going to get his money. Philly seems like a rising team, and they have the money, so, yeah.
In their division, that does make it, for storylines, it's a lot better, isn't it? Going to be playing the Nats all the time. All right, true or false, Frank, the Oscars proved that the host matters. We like to think that in our world, too. But the host does matter. Like, I had zero interest, and I think part of it was because there was no host. I mean, I've always tuned in and said, oh, is Jimmy Kimmel, is he doing a bit? You know, what's Ellen up to now? They got a bit. Some of them are stupid. But that's a part of the draw. And last night, it felt like, even going into the weekend, was there much Oscars buzz?
The ratings were up about 6%.
Were they?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Really?
Yeah.
Holy cow. Without the host, take that, Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Trust me, hosts matter, okay? What if we had nobody hosting and we just had callers? All right, never mind. Scratch that whole thought.
I'll delete that from the chat.
True or false, Frank? You are getting a cut of Jose's new deal. You tried like hell with Tommy Pham. I'm assuming that, Jose, now you will get a piece of this.
I think, look, if I just got one-tenth of the, was it $3.2 million? So that would be $320,000?
Yeah.
I think that'd be a nice gesture, wouldn't it?
I think Jose owes you at this point, doesn't he?
Yes. He's the greatest. Weren't you happy to hear that?
No, Brian, it was great. I thought of you immediately.
Yeah.
When Tommy Pham gets more money, I think of Frank. When Jose Martinez, something good happens to him, I think of Frank.
How about this, though? I don't know if you heard the monologue, but $16 million for Dexter and $1.6 for Jose. Just one little decimal.
And if they each got the same amount of at-bats, what is your percentage that Jose would put up better numbers? Is it 90%?
Oh, offensively, yes.
Oh, yeah,
offensively.
Yeah. He can raise.
But they're also different hitters.
But, I mean, numbers-wise, don't you think?
Well, like, what numbers?
Well, how about OPS?
No, this is Tommy Pham over here.
Well, I'm sorry, but I would expect Dexter Fowler to have a higher on-base percentage, but I would expect Jose Martinez to have a higher slugging.
Okay,
and
then
with
OPS.
More runs batted in. Probably Jose, because I think his slugging would at least outweigh what on-base gains Fowler would offer. But I have different expectations for each hitter. I don't need Fowler to slug. I just need him to get on.
Sounds like a little portion of the 590 Baseball show over there.
It's a fine show, by the way.
Thank you. Lovely.
And you were critical because you said Mo.
Well, Mo said it was the right thing to do, and you don't have the opportunity to do it very often, which I don't know what that meant, but you were about ready to trade him to San Francisco 2 months ago. It was widely reported you offered Jose in exchange for Will Smith to the Giants and were turned down. So why go through so many alternatives when the right thing to do all along was to sign him to an extension?
Not to be Rammer here, however, could both be true. Like, at the time, it made sense to trade him. And when that deal fell through and you said, okay, he's still here. Hey, you know what? We actually, we might have a DH down the road. Is it possible both are true?
It's possible.
And they did just sort of, I mean, what would he have gotten next year in arbitration? That's the thing you don't know.
Yeah.
And Mike Gersh sort of alluded to that, that you kind of look ahead and say, all right, what's his number? Because they're getting a lot of pats on the back, right? What would he have gotten?
Well, to be, but if you're Jose and you're thinking, I'm looking at 200 at bats this season, you know, I'll take, I got a chance to make $3.2 million.
See, I wonder if him signing, if them signing him for 2 years means he'll get more at bats than maybe they anticipated. Because if you're looking at it from a business standpoint and he has arbitration coming up, maybe you don't want to pay him so much, maybe that means you don't play him as often. But now that he's locked in stone for this year and the following year, maybe that leads to more appearances at the plate for him over the course of the season.
Five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University. Number five, a month ago, what was your percentage in terms of Ozuna confidence? And what is it now? Are you getting a little worried about this guy?
Yeah, I'd say a month ago, because I thought that John Mozeliak scared everybody straight during that final press conference that you better work out hard. It's up to you to come in shape and everything. I'd say it was about, you know, maybe 70% confidence in Marcel. And now I would say, after taking a look at him and then hearing he can't throw, it's probably about 55%.
I like how honest they've become, too, as to what we saw last year. And Michael Gersh said, he's not to last year's level, which we realize is not a really high bar. But he's not to last year's level in terms of what he can do defensively, and that was not a high bar. I'd be a little nervous. It is a contract year. It's a Boris client. You would think he's going to be able to turn it up, but if he can't do it, I would say, is Jose going to get some left field time? Maybe that deal? Lock him up for next year because Ozuna's gone? Now you got a really inexpensive left fielder, possibly. In Jose Martinez.
Yeah. Or
a little bit of insurance.
Oh, by the way, there's Tyler O'Neill, who just hit an opposite field home run yesterday. And I honestly believe, even though he may strike out 150 times, that if he got 500 at-bats, he'd hit 30. Don't you think?
Yeah, he's not going to stop hitting home runs.
Yeah.
He's probably not going to stop striking out. But it was one every 14 at-bats last year. That's just sort of who he is. All right, Five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University.
All right, I do want to tell you about our good friends at McBride. And they have been with us for a couple of years now. And it's John Eilerman's company. And it's regarded as one of the great builders in the St. Louis area. McBride Homes Union Stimulus Program is back this month. McBride has teamed up with the local construction unions to bring you the best home buying opportunity of the year. Buy now and get McBride Homes' best deal on a new home, plus get additional $2,000 to $10,000 cash for use at closing from local unions. It's the union stimulus program. It's only during the month of February. McBride has over 40 communities across the metro St. Louis area with homes in every price point. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details on the union stimulus program. We'll take a short time out. When we come back, we're talking soccer with Anthony Pulis.